Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
This is a demonic presence in this workplace. That's according to Vanessa. We're going to be talking about her situation on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, 2 weeks after Vanessa Sauvage anonymously reported that her employer, Texas Children's Hospital, was not only performing child sex surgeries in violation of state law, but also committing Medicaid fraud in the process, Joe Biden sent two armed FBI agents to her door to intimidate the young nurse into silence.
You know, Matt, this is just like the situation we talked about on a previous program with the doctor that is a whistleblower as well. These people are revealing crimes going on in this hospital. They are not criminals, but yet they've got the FBI weaponizing against them because they're blowing the whistle.
Yeah, she said since childhood she's dreamed of becoming a nurse. And she was overjoyed when she landed a registered nurse position at the nation's largest children's hospital, Texas Children's Hospital. But that dream turned into a nightmare when she was assigned to the so-called Transgender Services Unit. She said they want to play God, according to Vanessa. She says of the doctors leading the TCH's secret child clinic. Parents, she said, would come in with their children and doctors would shoot down the parents' attempts to identify their children by the child's biological sex, while also pointedly ignoring the fact that every child had autism and or significant mental health issues like depressive disorders and anxiety diagnoses and often physical disabilities. Instead of treating the underlying medical conditions, the mental health issues, the doctors would manipulate the children. They would intimidate the parents. The parents would be afraid that if they didn't go along with the doctors, that the doctors would then, ironically, Holly, turn them over to the state authorities for abusing their children.
No, doctors are making money off of this. This is why they're pushing this agenda on these children. These puberty hormone implants, these mutilating surgeries, it's all a big money maker for their and. You know, the parents are in charge of their children, not these doctors.
Yeah, and in fact, Vanessa says that this is hugely lucrative. She says, quote, it's like $70,000 to $80,000 per kid if they go through with the whole thing, all the pharmacology drugs, all the companies that are making millions.
$80,000 per child, $80,000.
So this is the ironic thing, Holly. Vanessa says that parents were bullied into silence out of fear, and she says, quote, they're scared of being reported to Child Protective Services, Vanessa says.
But this is in Texas where there's a law against this.
She says they're scared that if they don't affirm their child, that their kid is going to commit suicide and do self-harm, which is a lie, she says, and they're intimidated by these doctors that are on the side of their kids and have a lot of power. They, the doctors, could report them, and then their child could be taken away from them. I mean, here's the irony. They're threatening these parents that, you know, you have a daughter, but the daughter wants to be referred to as a boy. If you don't affirm that fictitious lie, then you're going to cause your child to harm themselves, maybe even commit suicide. And consequently, we will also, because of that risk, we will turn you into the Child Protective Services and you'll lose custody of your children because of, quote, child abuse or neglect.
Because we don't want to lose money on that child.
When in fact, the governor of Texas, Governor Abbott, and the Attorney General, Paxton, they both came out and said that what is actually now happening in Texas Children's Hospital is child abuse. That
Absolutely.
When you give puberty blockers and these cross-sex hormones to children, and then you do these mutilating surgeries, that is child abuse. So they're actually abusing the kids. And when the parents come in, they're intimidating them that if they don't follow their pattern of abuse, then they will turn them in as they're the abusers, and they'll lose their kids.
This is such an upside down industry.
It's really, and that's why she says it's
demonic.
A demonic.
It certainly is.
Presence. She goes on to say that she felt sick to her stomach witnessing these exchanges. Sometimes Vanessa said she would need to take a break and go outside and cry. She said, quote, I truly feel there is a demonic presence at my workplace, close quote.
I mean, can you imagine seeing a precious child come in and then walk out all mutilated and confused about who that child is? That has got to just keep her in tears. I couldn't do that either.
She says what she has witnessed is nothing less than, quote, deeds of evil and darkness. I don't, you know, and so this poor girl. In fact, by the way, as I understand, historically, she has a work history that she actually worked for Family Research Council.
Mm.
So she is a Christian. Mm. She's a believer. And she was excited about being a nurse, excited about getting the job as a nurse.
To help people.
In this pediatric clinic in the state's largest pediatric hospital.
Not mutilating
to help
them. Yeah.
And then what she sees on a daily basis, it begins to cause her a sickening feeling. And then she witnesses the interchange happening between the doctors and these parents that are coming. And the parents don't know any different. So the parents are coming in. They're having difficulty with their kid. Much of what they're having to experience with their kid could be caused by autism. They're somewhere on the autism spectrum. They have some other depressive disorders, body image issues. They may be subjected to peer pressure,
social media
pressure,
yeah.
Social media.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, some of these kids we've seen, they have discomfort with who they are. And then they connect to this social media group that basically pushes the lie, you know what? You're just born in the wrong body. Everything will be wonderful and fine. You just have to, quote, transition to be whatever and use different hormones and surgeries, and all will be well. So these parents come in, and they're having behavioral issues with their kids, and these doctors are telling them, oh, here's the reason why, because they're born in the wrong body.
When they should have taken them to a Christian counselor instead of a doctor.
But they're coming to Texas Children's Hospital.
You would hope they'd help.
Where they think that they're getting help because it's a pediatric clinic.
Yeah.
And they're walking right into the lion's den,
right.
The den of the devil.
Devil's web.
And so you have the doctor, Dr. Haim, who's a medical resident, and you have Vanessa, who's a nurse, and they both work at the same hospital. And Dr. Haim actually collected information when he saw what was happening, because what happened in this case is Governor Abbott and the attorney general came out and they made a statement and a declaration that this kind of procedure was child abuse and it needed to end. There was no state law passed yet at that time. So Texas Children's Hospital said that they were going to stop, but they didn't. Dr. Haim continued to see violations of abuse of these children. He collected some of the medical records as proof, redacted the identifying name so you didn't know who was the patient. He did it anonymously. He released that information to show what was happening still at the hospital. The legislature was outraged, shocked by what was happening at this hospital. They passed a law, and that law stopped this mutilation of children at the hospital. Then the FBI, the Biden administration, the Department of Justice came after Dr. Haim. And they have now just recently indicted him with 4 criminal indictments. He could, if convicted, spend up to 10 years in prison and pay several $100,000 in fines. They also came after Vanessa, and they had FBI agents pound on her door and try to intimidate her. They tried to intimidate her into saying that things would be very bad for her. They said to Vanessa, quote, she says, they threatened me. Quote, they promised they would make my life difficult for me if I was lying to protect the leaker. They said I was not safe at work and claimed that someone at my workplace had given my name to the FBI. Now, the FBI is telling her she's not safe at work. And that may have been true. It may be that there were some of these doctors that were just infuriated that they would be questioned.
lose their $80,000.
Lose their lucrative money to put in their bank accounts. And thank God Vanessa and Dr. Heim are standing strong, and they are continuing to blow the whistle.
Well, the governor and the attorney general need to be all over this.
Well, and we need to stop this weaponization of the government, both federal and state. Continue to pray for these people. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. We've been dealing with this kind of weaponization against people like Kim Davis, against Sandra Merritt, and many others as well. For more information, visit lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.